All right. Welcome to our pre-show. If you go over to our video cast, you've got an extra 10, almost 20 minutes of pre-show. Because we weren't rolling Audacity. We were, but it, I swear to God, it spontaneously combusted on my ass or something. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened at all, you know. You can say and think and do all that shit, I'm telling you.
One of our long play albums from RCA Victor. This is Al B. Brumley, entitled I'm Bound for That City.
Oh, I dig. I know what's going on. I know what's going on. I know what's going on. Interesting. Okay. For a moment there was some other shit underneath it that I got rid of. Patriots. What is this show? Preseason? Who gives a show? Hey, the Patriots beat the Eagles in preseason. Woo! That's showing them like they gave a fuck. Patriots are great. Don't give me... They're fantastic. They're an amazing organization. I remember... Listen, man. I remember when they... When they were the Boston Patriots, and they were just a, you know, they were, the Patriots started out life as a member of the American Football League, as the Boston Patriots, and they brought football back to Boston when the Redskins left. The Redskins went to D.C. No professional football in Boston throughout the 40s and 50s, and then comes the Boston Patriots, the Sullivan family, and now began a long, sometimes tortured journey. To and through championship play, and some years just wretched play. And in the 60s, they flirted with championships in the old AFL. They got their fucking ass beat bad here in San Diego in 1963. A guy named Keith Lincoln with the San Diego Chargers at that time ran fucking wild all over them. I mean, Keith Lincoln, I think, had combined a total yardage that day, over 300 yards, catching the football and rushing with the football, and just had one of those games, you know. They murdered the Boston Patriots. And that was, I think that was the last time that the Patriots, I think they kind of danced with the Eastern Division. Nobody really gave a shit. And then came the merger of the leagues. They became the New England Patriots, got a brand new stadium. They drafted Jim Plunkett. And again, they danced and flirted a little bit with championship play in the American Football Conference. They had a great, great middle linebacker by the name of Steve Keiner. They had one of the great pass rushers of all time that many people compared to was even better than Lawrence Taylor. And this guy, had he played at a time when the Patriots had a good team, had he played at a time when the... Patriots had a good team. This man would have been feated as much as Lawrence Taylor was, and his name was Andre Tippett. And I was stalling because I was coming up with triplet. Andre Tippett was one of the most phenomenal fucking linebackers. He was Lawrence Taylor before Lawrence Taylor. He was a madman, but he played on bad New England teams. They had Stanley Morgan. They had guys, you know, they had the odd great one. Then came the game, the fateful game, where Daryl Stingley was hit by Jack Tatum. Some people call it a cheap shot. I haven't really seen the play, to be honest with you. I don't know, but I know how the Raiders prided themselves on being aggressive and, yes, sometimes dirty. So anyway, that started a bad blood thing with the Raiders and Patriots, and it was a situation where they hated each other's guts. Patriots more than the Raiders, and a fight broke out. At the Coliseum, when the Raiders moved to Los Angeles, there was a playoff game between the Patriots and the Raiders that the Patriots won. A fight broke out in the tunnel leading back to the locker room between not just Patriot players, but fucking members of the front office. Sullivan's son, one of the sons, got into it with one of the fucking Raider players. Oh, it was a beautiful thing. It was an amazing thing. As much as I admire the Raiders, I thought that they... needed a little ass kicking. And then on they went, not doing shit. Bah, bah, bah. They draft Drew Bledsoe. Now it seems like maybe there's a football team a-brewing. They go up against the Packers. They get beat. Who gives a shit, right? Was Parcells with them then? I forget. You know, so every, you know, the Patriots are like, every now and again they're there. Oh yeah, the Patriots, yeah. Those guys with the funny looking fucked up helmet, yeah. Everybody loves that helmet, I suppose. I take it or leave it. I don't think their uniforms today are that much better, to be honest with you. You know, anytime a team opts for silver, anytime a team says, let's just do some combination with silver, you know they've given up on trying to figure out, you know, the most distinctive uniforms in the NFL, in my opinion, other than the goddamn Raiders and their silver and black whoopee-doo, are the Steelers, the Green Bay fucking Packers. You can't beat that, just that god-awful yellow and green. It's just, it's fantastic. Fuck, everybody's changed their uniforms so much. I you know, there you go. That's it for me. The Packers and the fucking Steelers. And then came Belichick and the injury to Drew Bledsoe, and what brought Brady into the play, and that was the end of that. Brady was the game changer. One of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest quarterback to have ever fucking played pro football. I don't see anybody that's better. But then, you know, some people are stat people and other people are results people, and I kind of go with the results thing. You know, as much as I love Dan Marino, he's never going to be a, you know, in my opinion, that he was never going to be Joe Montana. He's goddamn sure not Tom Brady. But he's a hell of a quarterback. He set a lot of records, put a lot of motherfucking yards in the air, and scored a lot of touchdowns. But Tippett was a letterman for 3 years at the University of Iowa. Two-time first team Big Ten. But he, here was the quote from Jet fullback Roger Vick ranking the NFL's best pass rushers during the 1988 season. LT's in a class all by himself. I'll put LT first, then Tippett and Bennett behind him. I don't know who the fuck Bennett is. And I don't know who the fuck this Cornelius Bennett. Well, this is a guy by the name of fullback Roger Vick. Never fucking heard of him. How about that? Huh? Who gives a shit? Anybody could tackle you. I just know I've heard people say that Tippett was every bit the football player of Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor played on the Super Bowl teams of the New York Giants. Andre Tippett was not a Super Bowl team. All right, man. Where are we at here? Is that 9 minutes? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
All that sun loving, it's gonna be. Come on, let's fall in love. It's easy. It's so easy. Like taking candy.
Who's better, Aretha Franklin or... Bobby's got to come on and say,
you know who was as good, almost as good as Aretha Franklin, in my opinion, was Dusty Springfield.
No. I wish I could think of a really good, fucked up singer. Yeah, Bobby.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I don't think you can come up to Aretha Frank, but the one woman I think who really got about as good as she got, and that's got, I'm sure everyone would agree. I'm sure everyone would agree. Gogi Grant. All the wayward wind.
Wait a minute. Is this Ronda Rousey? Ronda Rousey? Whatever. I follow the goddamn sport. I don't know. Okay. Fontella Bass. Mina, who? Who the fuck? Mama Cass.
I think Connie Francis. And let me just...
Connie Francis?
Wait, hold on for a minute, Margaret. Where the Boys Are. You don't like Where the Boys Are.
Where the Boys Are is fine.
Connie Francis had that soulful sound that any woman... What?
There are some people here giving Connie Francis rave reviews, but if you put her up against Aretha Franklin, there's no goddamn... Cilla Black, who the fuck is... Who did this list? Etta James, man. Nobody would know who she was if there hadn't been a fucking Cadillac commercial. Joan Baez.
I think Karen Carpenter should get her due.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. You don't think Karen Carpenter was good?
I think Karen Carpenter was fine, but she's not Aretha Franklin.
Well, I beg to differ. I think that if you listen to the soul, okay, that she puts into Long Ago, and what's the one where she played the guitar?
You mean Superstar?
Yes. And I'm not saying that Aretha Franklin wasn't great. You're asking who was her equal.
I'm sorry, darling, but Karen Carpenter, no way.
Karen Carpenter, you know.
You're prejudiced on account of the music she done. Just because she sang songs like, "Don't you remember you called me a slut, baby," or however that song went.
That was the song Superstar.
Sandy Denny? What? What? Who's, what? Helen Shapiro? Sure. Laura Nero. I love Laura Nero, but she's not great. She's not as good a singer as Aretha Franklin. Not a goddamn chance. Ronnie Spector, same thing. Ronnie Spector was great, but Aretha Franklin, man. All right, so, and Dionne Warwick didn't do the kind of music that Aretha Franklin did. How about best female singers of the 70s? Let's try that. Bobby just wants you to consider these singers. Who? ABBA? Get the fuck, they got the chick from ABBA, number one. Yes, number one. This is the 70s. Ani Frid-Lyngstad. Get the blood. Then number two is Agnetha Falstog. Yes, sirree, man. I mean, I don't mean to be, you know, ABBA, I know. Who knows Anna Marie Falstag? Linda Ronstadt. I mean, Linda Ronstadt. Karen Carpenter. Stevie Nicks. Barbara Streisand. Helen Reddy. Olivia Newton-John. I never got Olivia Newton-John. You know, that's okay. Carly Simon. Vicky Carr. Get the, that's Bobby.
I don't think anyone can doubt Vicky Carr. Oh, let it please be him. You remember that song?
Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, my God, let it be him.
Da. What is this song?
It's called Let It Please Be Him.
Yes, it's Oh, Dear God, Let It Be Him. You know?
Oh, my God, that's hysterical. Shirley Bassey, Carol King. Bless Carol King's heart, man. She's a great songwriter. Wasn't a great singer. Joni Mitchell, Kate Bush.
What?
One of the best original songwriters of all time. Yeah, she was British. And we didn't get much of the real British quality singers and artists over here. We loved all those assholes, you know, all the clowns that got on the front on album covers, or I mean on magazine covers. So Kate Bush was never going to bust through in America because we're too goddamn stupid. But I wish that she had. I would have loved to have heard her music. Donna Summer, Anne Murray, Debbie Harry. I mean, good group. Blondie, don't get me wrong, man. You're talking about a singer? Dionne Warwick is great for what she did, which was pop, middle-of-the-road music. Mama Cass Elliott, you know. Yeah, sure, Joan Baez.
One of the top singers, I think, of the 60s was Joan Baez.
You think Joan Baez...
Are you kidding?
Am I kidding about what?
You think Joan Baez holds a candle to Aretha Franklin?
What, you don't think she do?
Bobby, I'm going to come through the phone, and I'll make your three sons... half orphan.
What do you mean half?
Steve will still be around.
Well, that's true.
What's the deal here with fucking Dodgers with that bench-clearing brawl against the fucking Giants, man? I hadn't seen one of those in a long time. All right, tell you what, man. Patti Smith? I don't think so, man. Joan Sutherland, sure, she's great.
Who?
Bonnie Raitt. Love Bonnie Raitt. Saw Bonnie Raitt, I probably heard this story 8 million times, but I watched her open for Stevie Ray Vaughan. Christ, she was fantastic, but not because she was such a great singer, although she's a hell of a singer, but she played the fuck out of that guitar, man. She plays a slide guitar, and boy, she was great to watch, man. She was put on a hell of a show, and you talk about somebody at ease on stage, and you don't often see a lot of solo... female solo rock acts who are out on stage with a guitar, with their acts. It's usually they're just, you know, with a microphone. But Bonnie Tyler, you're kidding. Who would put, Jesus, get out of here. Whoever this person is that did this list, I hate you. Oh, I hate you so. How do I print this shit? Here we go. There you go. Oh, no, man. No. Not double-sided. Ah, fuck me. Hey.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby?
When she did Pavarotti's, when she came out for Pavarotti when he couldn't make it or he was late, remember that show? And she did this. Oh fuck! I gotta find that now, man. Fuck. I gotta find that. We're gonna play that. We don't often do that. Maybe I'll get into trouble. Doing is it a tribute? That's not, you know, I don't have the copyright to it. Where is that? I'm gonna play that. All right, so here's the top 10, whatever the Christ you want to call them. 38, 33, 28. Is this number one? Where's the goddamn list? Where's the fucking list? Look at the top 10 fucking, or the top female singers of the 70s, and there ain't no, let's do this again and do it right. Let's print this bitch in black and white, not two-sided. Let's rock and roll. Let's go. Boom. Oh, fuck me. Oh, I hate you. La da 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 da. Hey, man, I asked for black and white, one side, don't fuck with me. And they give it to me in color. I asked for one side, man. I know what it's doing. It's still printing the old job. Dom Shirley's vocal abilities made her not only the... Which time we got here? 26 goddamn... Oh, I hit our screen, man. Yeah, see, here's Helen Reddy, number 7. Where in the... Whoever made this list, I'm laughing at you, man. Yeah, Helen Reddy, 7th greatest singer. Watch this. Oh. Come on, man, enough of this shit, will ya? Number one singer of the 70s, Ani Frid Lyngstad. I love to find out who made this fucking list. And they got advertisers on their page. Instead, I'd pop it and say that. No, I saw Coco Taylor in Miami do Hound Dog. You know, and it's very interesting because there was a big argument on Twitter today about Elvis being ripping off black culture, not crediting enough black singers. You know, I don't really want to wade into that argument, although I can see, you know, there needs to be a little bit of homage paid to artists who just no one ever, you know, really gave them credit. They wrote this music, a lot of them. Now, Hound Dog was written by Lieber and Stoller, two white men, so it had been done by Big Mama Thornton, and it had been done by a couple of the people. Then Elvis can't, Freddie and the Bell Boys did it, although they were a bunch of Italian Americans working out of a lounge in Vegas. Freddie Bell he could have been a really serious rock and roll star in the 50s, but he opted to go Vegas. You know, he just, okay, that didn't work. Whatever was going to work, whatever Sammy Davis Jr. was doing, that's what he wanted to do. And it was just shitty, you know. But when they first started out, anyway, fuck that. You don't know who I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. Number one singer.
What about ABBA?
What do you mean, ABBA?
I'm not saying it was Aretha Franklin. I'm saying they'd give her a run for her money.
Give her a run for her money? How?
Is that Robert?
Yeah, and don't start giving us this stuff. Well, Robert's black.
Well, Robert, don't you feel that you're a little bit prejudicial?
I'm just talking about who the best singer was. You're talking about female singers.
I'm saying the greatest female singer. I'm sorry, I'm reaching for... I've got a nose hair that's just driving me apeshit.
Want me to get it for you, honey?
No, I don't want you to... Why were you off mic? You were in the studio.
Yeah, I'm right here with Phil.
Well, get your... Shag your ass back to the house.
Now, here's what I want to do. This is going to be a hard one, man. I got to fuck goddamn. All right, get the fuck out of here. Cancel. Now. Now, did she do this Pavarotti's the night? She sang it.
The world's most famous tenor, Luciano Pavarotti, has died. Pavarotti passed away at his home in Italy this morning after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. His powerful voice catapulted him to fame in the 1960s.
That's what Aretha Franklin died from. Christ. Oh, my Lord.
With that rare crossover appeal that helped bring opera to the masses. It is said he helped people feel music. Luciano Pavarotti.
High seas, a beautiful, rich voice, and a dynamic presence. On his, he was known as his empire.
Was that 07? Let's see about Aretha Franklin. Filled in at the last minute for Pavarotti. Here it is.
Oh, praise and share.
That was a beautiful thing, man. Okay. So I want to hold on to that toward the for the end of the show. All right, where are we at, man? Let's get this motherfucker going. Huh?
What do you think?
I think so.
What we'll do here is, first of all, we did a great thing. We transferred all of our shit over. I am so grateful. I don't know where it is right now, but we will, you know. So Bobby Dooley and Steve are they still at Butner? Yeah, they're going to be coming back soon.
Hi, Phil. We're here at Butner. It's nice. It's a little bit windy, but we're out here on the veranda having a cocktail. I wanted to call in.
Now, you have a list, Bobby, and I want you to be respectful.
I'm going to be respectful. Why would you not think that?
I know you have a list of famous singers.
These are just women that I would... I'm not saying they're as good as Aretha Franklin, but I think whenever you mention the greatest singers, female singers, you've got to come along afterward and say, but let's not forget.
Well, what's wrong with just saying Aretha Franklin was the greatest?
There's nothing wrong with it, Phil. But when you do that, you throw another shovel full of dirt on top of...
All right.
You know what I'm saying, Phil?
No, I really don't.
Oh,
okay. Okay, well, shit.
Da 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 dee da dee da do do. All right, man, let's go here, dude. Let's do our thing here, right? Okay, right.
Just wait till you see the zombies. Walks around.
I like that song. It's called PTA Meeting by D.A. Dad. Is that the name of the band? Yeah, D.A. Dad. PTA Meeting. I like this tune. Okay, Jack.
All right, Jack.
All right, so we have all of that shit. I think Mexico kicked Australia's ass. Look at this throw to home. Wow, right on the money. Australia just kid playing left field. Oh, another alley shot by Mexico. Oh, threw it past the... Mexico won. And Australia had the lead, too. Panama and Canada tomorrow. So Spain and Japan tomorrow. Coeur d'Alene and Grosse Pointe Woods, Michigan at 4, 6 o'clock Eastern. That's 3 o'clock Pacific. Panama, Canada. Petrie City, Georgia and Honolulu at 8 o'clock Eastern, man. Dig it? Okay. Steve Bozell will be getting drunk. All right, man. I'm ready to do it, if you are.